KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 28th day of May for 2021. Well, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch for Sunday afternoon through Tuesday evening. An early season heat wave will impact portions of Northern California as high pressure builds overhead. Afternoon highs are expected to range in the upper 90s to 105 throughout the foothills. Now, some locations may approach 108 on the hottest afternoons in the central and northern Sacramento Valley. Heat-related illnesses such as heat exhaustion and heat stroke can occur due to prolonged exposure to hot temperatures. Most vulnerable include children, the elderly, those without air conditioning, and those with chronic ailments. Now, hottest afternoons are forecast to occur on Memorial Day, Monday, and into Tuesday. Be prepared by drinking plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstance, and this is especially true during warm or hot weather when car interiors can reach lethal temperatures in just a matter of minutes. Also, don't forget to have cool, clear water in a shady spot for our four-legged furried friends. Well, Calaveras fire crews rolled to a vegetation fire late yesterday afternoon in the McAlamy Hill area. The flames broke out in some grass along Haver Road east of Highway 49 around 4 in the afternoon. By 5, units on scene reported they were getting a handle on the fire, which had grown to 10 acres in size. By 6 p.m., Cal Fire Dispatch reported that crews had stopped the forward rate of spread and that the fire remained at an estimated 10 acres in size. No structures were threatened. Crews remained on scene, working towards full containment and mopping up into the evening. What sparked the fire is under investigation. And Memorial Day is the traditional start to the summer travel season, and this weekend, California's roadways will be bustling with activity. To help ensure the safety of motorists throughout the holiday, the CHP will conduct a maximum enforcement period from 6 p.m. today to midnight on Monday and focus on properly using seatbelts. Approximately 78% of people killed in a crash within CHP jurisdiction during last year's maximum enforcement period were not wearing a seatbelt. Statewide, at least 31 people died in a crash during the holiday weekend. In addition, CHP officers made 854 arrests for impaired driving during the 78-hour traffic safety campaign. All CHP officers will be out in force this weekend, watching for distracted drivers and those who are impaired by drugs and/or alcohol. Ione resident Dante Campbell was sentenced in Amador Superior Court Thursday for the murder of both Trinity Johnson and Deborah Meredith. Campbell had previously pled no contest to the murders. During the initial investigation, he disclosed to Amador Sheriff Sergeant Nate Woods that he had murdered both Johnson and Meredith. Judge Steve Hermanson sentenced Campbell to 50 years to life in state prison, followed by a sentence of life without the possibility of parole. Campbell had been in a dating relationship with Johnson, and the two of them were involved in a verbal confrontation Christmas Day. An argument ensued, and the last time anyone reported seeing her alive was December 26th. Miss Johnson's body was located on February 11th in a travel trailer parked in a storage lot in Ione. An autopsy revealed that she had died due to multiple stab wounds. On that same day, February 11th, Meredith's ex-husband called the Amador Sheriff's Office to report her missing. Investigation uncovered that Meredith and Campbell began leasing a storage unit in Ione on February 9th. The woman's body was found in that storage unit on February 11th inside a plastic tote secured with duct tape. An autopsy revealed that she had died due to stab wounds to her neck. The weapon used to kill both victims was recovered inside a storage unit. District Attorney Todd Reby praised the efforts of the Amador Sheriff staff and Deputy District Attorney Lindsay DeLordo in bringing this case to a quick conclusion thus sparing Miss Johnson's and Miss Meredith's families the increased pain and suffering that would have resulted from prolonged criminal proceedings. And a West Point man is behind bars after tangling with some berry bushes. Now, according to the sheriff's office report, while patrolling Main Street in West Point, a deputy spotted a man holding what appeared to be a handgun. Now, the deputy attempted to contact the subject, who fled on foot. During the foot pursuit, the deputy recognized the suspect as Carlos Nunes. Nunes was able to evade capture. But later that evening, a deputy and Calaveras probation officer were patrolling the West Point area looking for Nunes when they recognized him as a passenger in a vehicle. When they attempted to contact him, Nunes took off running into some berry bushes. Well, with the assistance of those berry bushes, officers were able to take Nunes into custody without further incident. He was charged with a prohibited person possessing firearms, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, resisting arrest, a warrant issued out of Amador County Superior Court for possession of stolen property, and drug-related charges. He was jailed on a total bail of $245,000. And the California Public Utility Commission is hitting PG&E with a $106 million fine for its handling of planned power outages in 2019. That was the first year that the utility started turning off electricity in an attempt to prevent its equipment from igniting wildfires. A series of outages that autumn caused unplanned issues, and state regulators detailed the failings in an 89-page decision. It notably pointed out that PG&E's website was ill-prepared and crashed numerous times due to the high demand. The company also failed to give proper warning to around 50,000 customers. In addition, very few of the workers of PG&E had received training in the state's disaster response plan for carrying out blackouts. The decision announced will take effect in 30 days from Wednesday, barring any appeals or requests for additional review. And now that the Golden State is enjoying low COVID-19 positivity rates, low case counts, and high vaccination rates, Governor Newsom yesterday announced Vax for the Win Lotto. Now, this is to incentivize people to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. California would be the sixth state offering cash prizes to encourage people to get vaccinated. 10 people will win $1.5 million each, and 30 winners will get $50,000. Residents of California ages 12 and older who have received one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine are automatically entered into the lottery. The winners of the multi-million-dollar jackpot and $50,000 prizes will be chosen on June 15th. In addition to the cash prizes, $50 gift cards are being given to the first 2 million Californians who complete their COVID-19 vaccine. For more information, visit covid19.ca.gov. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.